What's that?
From Cleveland, so you'll pop
right. Oh, gotcha.
All things considered, best game of the year for this team.
I mean, I wasn't here for most of it, so I'm not sure, but we did a good job tonight. And I think our start really, really set the tone. And obviously getting that first goal is big. They're a heck of a team over there, and it's taken everything we got. We know that they're going to be coming in very hungry into Columbus, and we're going to be ready for it. So we want to be ready for it. So we'll enjoy the win tonight and travel back home tomorrow and get ready. So it's a good start to the series, but now it's the next game is always the biggest one. So we're excited for it.
What do you attribute the team's road win success this season to?
I mean, I'm not sure. Again, I wasn't here for the whole thing, but I definitely know that before I was playing here, this is one of my least favorite teams to play against because of the commitment to playing on the right side of the puck and playing the right way and playing and how hard this team plays. So, I think that we have a tremendous amount of leadership in here, and guys are leading the way and saying all the right things, and everyone's buying in. So, obviously, it's half the wins we need. So. We're keeping our heads down and our eyes on the prize, and we want to make sure that we're ready for that game going home because they're gonna be coming out very hard.
4-point night for you. So what did go so well?
I don't know. That's the way the game is. You can do the same thing 10 times, 100 times, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, that's just the nature of the game. So obviously, as an offensive guy, once one kind of bounces your way, you're starting to feel good. It's like, you get some adrenaline and you seem to be, your head clears a little bit more. So just one of those nights, I guess.
Talk about the defensive effort for the team as a whole in front of the
Yeah, no, I mean, there's nobody back there that hasn't played, their best hockey in the last two games. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Jonesy or Z or Nudy and Savvy or, Kooks and Harry. I mean, all of them are, they're making plays, they're hard to play against, they're strong, they're doing everything they need to do right now, and I know that they're such a good group of guys and humble group of guys. I know they're going to keep hungry and keep pressing forward.
How did it feel to get that first playoff
game? Oh, it was good. Obviously, I haven't played that many playoff games, so it's been so scattered over. It's not like I went 10 games or 9 games or whatever consecutively. It's been so many years, I guess, since my first few games. So, but it felt good. I mean, it's nice to get the get that one. It took me a while to get my first NHL goal, so I guess I follow suit with that. But I don't even know how it went in, to be honest. It's just one of those times you're in the right place at the right time.
What do you guys think when you see Z drop the gloves?
Oh, it's great. I mean, obviously, Point for them is one of their best players and key player for them, and a guy who plays, really hard, and two key guys going at it. I mean, that's what the playoffs all about. So I know it gave, and I'm sure it gave them energy and gave us energy seeing Z do that, especially right after he scored.
Thanks.
No worries.
Same thing about the fight and all their pins. When you see Drayden Point dropping it with Brzezinski, or even the way they start running around a little bit, that has to be a sort of light switch for you guys that you're playing them the way you want to play them.
You know what? We're not going to read into that. They're a heck of a team, and they're gonna do what they whatever it takes to win, and like we are, and obviously they wanted to try and take over physically, and they worked hard doing it, so not much to say on it. They want to win, and they're desperate just like we are, so it didn't surprise me that they upped their physicality there in the first.
And you guys stood right up to it,
Yeah, no, we have guys in here that are play hard and are tough guys, and guys are gonna. I thought we were smart with it though. We didn't really get goaded into anything, so I thought we did a good job of that.
Matt, you've talked about how much you desired to return to the playoffs, and for you to personally have a game like this tonight with the 4 points, what's it mean to you?
The biggest thing is that is the win. I mean, I've waited a while to get another shot at this, and a lot of work's been put in to get back to this point, it's just fun to get the results we wanted in those first two games. So obviously we've put ourselves in a good spot, but we're halfway down the job, and we want to make sure that we really hammer the gas down even more.
the goal that Cam scored, the very first goal of the game, you fed him the assist. Is that something you guys worked on and thought about making that type of a play?
Not really. He just got open. He had a great forecheck. They threw it up the wall. I was able to just, just get a hold of it. And he's a great goal scorer for a reason. I mean, one of the top guys in the league for putting the puck in the net. And he found that little opening, and it was an easy play for me. I just kind of threw it at his stick, and he did the rest. So, great play by him.
What about your goal that gave you a little bit more breathing room? Really made it, I can't say relaxed, because you never relax in these games, but it made it a little bit easier for you.
Yeah, I mean, I thought our power play has been really strong. Obviously, it's been a key part of our success so far. I think we're doing a lot of good things on it. And I mean, Brad made a great play there. We talked a little bit about maybe trying that before, and it almost went in on the first try, and then I'm not sure how it went in, to be honest. The goalie was laying down. I thought, I'll just try and whack it and see what happens, and found a hole. So just one of those ones, I guess.
How happy were you? You got to return the favor to Artemi Panarin and set him up for basically an empty net.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, Brad's played very well, and he's had a great season, and he's a huge player for us. So, that was, Nasher's goal was, for me, was the nail in the coffin. I mean, when they make it 3-1 there, they're pressing, they're doing some good things. We killed a huge penalty. I can't say enough good things about, what everyone's been doing, and we want to, everyone's going to keep having to play their role, and everyone's going to get a chance to shine and have a part in the series. And, that's what we just got to keep pressing for, and it takes all 20 of us in here.
Matt, the fact that you talk about that, 5 different guys scored, I think you've had that 9 in the first 2 games. How important is that in a long series?
Yeah, I mean, it takes 20 guys, or however many guys we have. Everyone's going to get, like I said, everyone's going to have their chance to step up and be the hero, and or be part of the, I guess, offense or defense or whatever. And we have different guys stepping up each shift right now. And I mean, it's exactly the way we want to play. So it's exciting to see, but it should just make us hungrier to keep repeating that and keep on building our game, because we know we can, even be better. We can fix some things. I think I thought we got better tonight than last game. We want to do that again in game 3.
How important was the kill after they scored the goal to